You're listening to episode 3 of Family Time Q&A. This is the real Jerry Dugan with my wonderful wife, Olivia.
Hi.
That's her. Okay, so.
I was trying to sound like Jacob. You were? What he did last week.
Ah. I thought he did that. I liked Emma's. Hello.
Hello.
She's so cute. Okay, so for those who are new to the show and have not heard one of our podcasts before, what we do on Family Time Q&A is that I sit down one-on-one with one of my family members, and my family member will ask a question. I have no idea what the question is going to be, and I have to give an answer that is more than just, go ask your mother. And then we get to flip the unscript, and I get to ask one question to my guest, and that guest, which today is my wonderful wife, gets to answer that question, and she has no idea what my question is going to be. And in fact, I am struggling to decide on one of two questions that I put together.
Who asked the first question? You or me?
Olivia gets asked the first question.
So you, that would be me.
That would be you. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm being
all. Hello. My name is Jerry Dugan. I am here with my wife, Olivia.
I don't sound like that.
She will ask the first question, and then I will ask the second question. Ready? Go.
Why do I love you? Okay, so you do get the first question. And so what is your question?
Okay, my question is, if you remember, what is the exact moment that you knew that you want to spend the rest of your life with me?
The exact moment. We talk about this a lot.
I just want to have it down on recording.
Okay. I'm too loud. Apparently my phone is telling me I'm too loud and I got to keep my distance. How's this?
It should probably be when it's green.
Yeah. We're new at this. It's okay. Okay. So when I first knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you, like absolutely positively, without a doubt knew, we had been dating for about... say about 2 months. No, not even that. About a month. And somebody called me up and hit me up and said, hey, I'm single again. And that was okay. I was like, well, that's good. But I'm with somebody. And I knew, like, I was drawing a line in the sand that that you were the person I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. Now, I already thought that before we went into the relationship because I knew that if you and I got together, it was for keeps. And so I proceeded with caution and nervous abandon, if that's a phrase. But anyway.
Should we tell the hot dog story?
The hot dog story? What is the hot dog story? People keep...
If that's my question, then that's my question.
Oh, yeah, that was your question. Okay. So did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not my question to you though. That's
too loud.
Too loud. I got excited there. My question to you, I was trying to decide between two of them.
I'm too loud.
I am not. I think that's still the old message from the first time we were too loud.
Well, I know, but it's green when it's good and it's red when it's bad.
Okay.
See?
Okay. Well, this is all phonic, and so it's going to fix it no matter what.
Oh, okay.
I'm making that up. I don't know. Okay. My question to you is tit for tat. When did you know you wanted to spend the rest of your life with me?
I've told you this many times before.
I know. Pretend I'm stupid and I don't remember.
Pretend.
Hey.
Anyway, it was probably like our third or fourth day as a couple. And we were watching Bedazzled. That stupid movie in...
That was an awesomely stupid movie.
In Kimbro's room.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on his bed couch and we were holding hands. And I looked at your hand, or I looked at our hands intertwined, and I knew that you were the man that God had chosen for me. And so it was really then. But even when we went to Frankfurt before we even started dating, when we were just friends, I knew I was going to marry you.
Really?
Yes. When we were in the train and we were talking to Matt when Alyssa was asleep and you asked him how he knew or like what made him want to marry her or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to marry Jerry. And I knew that you were going to be the man that was for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, the real moment was when we were holding hands and I knew that you were my man from God.
Cool.
Hey, we have the shortest one yet.
I know.
Okay, bye, guys.
That's it. That's the show. All right. Well, that was pretty cool. Now, when Emma and I did our interview, she wanted to stretch this out. And so we told something about ourselves. You are officially the last person to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Was that really the question that you were going to ask me?
No, I was going to ask about our Christmas wall.
Oh.
But
you can ask me two questions.
You want me to ask you two questions?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to do something that's never been done in the history of Family Time Q&A. We're going to let me ask two questions, which I guess isn't really the first time ever, because when I interviewed Jacob, I had to ask him like 15 to 20 questions just to have him answer that first question.
I don't remember
this one bit. I'm like, oh, that kid is killing me. So I now know for the future, my interview style has to be completely different with Jacob. Okay, so
it has to be, remember that time that you were getting bullied by that kid in your PE class and he punched you in the stomach and then you said blah, blah, blah. Do you remember that, Jacob?
Yes. Actually, knowing him based on that last interview, nope, don't remember that. For real?
You should make up something different. Remember that time that we were walking down the street and you saw the old man fall over his dog and then you picked up the dog instead of the man? You should ask him something like that.
Make up a whole scenario that never happened?
Yes.
Why not? Okay, so the original question before you inspired me for my official question.
I knew
question.
You were going to do that. I knew you were going to
really?
Be here. Yep. Because
oh.
I know you.
Gosh. Yeah, last minute. Ooh, that's a better idea.
13 years. I know you.
13 years. Okay, so the original question was, we have in our living room an entire wall dedicated to the holiday known as Christmas.
Christmas.
It's the first time we ever did this, but I just wanted to know. Why is it you love Christmas so much?
I like Christmas. Well, first I'll explain the Christmas wall. My mom has been getting me Christmas paintings, hangings, artwork for the past 3 years. And so, I have a pretty good collection accumulated. And, I feel sad when I have to take my Christmas decorations down. And I just love all the pictures so much. It's just different, kind of an eclectic feel, I guess, and I just left them up because I don't want to take them down. But anyway, the reason why I love Christmas so much is because, you know, we live in South Texas and it's hot. And it means the beginning of, you know, the end of fall, the beginning of winter when it's getting colder. And I anticipate that. And I love the season. I love the family time. And I love that Emma's in the Nutcracker and we get to watch her use her talents and her gifts through that. And I love the anticipation even on Jacob's face. You know, he's a cool teenager, but he still, you know, loves to look at the presents and shake the presents. And
that was funny.
I just love to see that childlike innocence come out in, you know, someone that's trying to be cool. Yeah. And the time that we have off during Christmas break, you know, I just love all the moments that, even though we don't ever do much during our seasons or our holidays, we just, you know, hang out as a family. But like last year when we watched all those Christmas Netflix shows, and you know, I just remember loving that time that we spent together and just creating those simple memories. And it doesn't have to be, you know, going here and going there, because we're always so busy during the year anyway. It's just especially after Nutcracker, a great downtime. And I just love that. And also, you know, just remembering the main reason, you know, celebrating the birth of Jesus, who came and died for all of our sins, and just getting to teach Jacob and Emma about that also. And I love that they are not greedy, you know, like this past year when things were really, really tight, and they both said they don't care if they get presents. It's just the family that they care about. And so,
yeah, that was really cool. Like our car, we're a 2-car family, but our car, Daisy, our original car since our marriage began, died on us after 12 years. That car gave up. So we were reduced down to a single car family, but then through God's provision, some friends of ours came along and provided us with a car on loan, and we thank them so much for that. But we also knew we would have to eventually throw everything we had into buying a new one. And just hearing our kids say, "That's okay, Mom, you know, we'll be okay." Of course, they say this to Mom, not to me, to Olivia. But, you know, we were up front. We told them what had happened and that Christmas might be tight. Turns out Christmas wasn't all that tight. We had pretty much everything we could think of. And I think what I love about Christmas for us is that it's relatively stress-free, at least for me. Probably because you do a lot of the Christmas shopping for the kids. You run Emma to ballet. I kind of just think about what one surprise or two to get for you and kind of fill in where you normally do your thing, and that frees you up to do all these other extra things, and we just enjoy the time that we have. I really love that. We're not like stressed out for the perfect Christmas.
Yeah.
We just go for that time together, and by spending that time together, I think we have the perfect Christmas in that respect.
Yep.
Cool.
So that's why I love Christmas so much.
So it's not just the color red or the color green, huh?
No, I just like the overall feeling of it. I just feel content and happy. And I love the busyness of Nutcracker, but I love spending time with the family also.
Cool.
And that's it. Oh, that's it. So a little bit about me?
Yes, a little bit about you on top of the Christmas wall. What's your name?
My name is Olivia. Hi, my name is Olivia. I am married to Jerry.
You're not a robot.
It's been about 13. I'm not a robot. I'm reading from my script.
I don't have a script either. She's making fun of me because the first two episodes I had to write out what I was going to say for the intro and the outro, but everything in the middle is unscripted. But now I've done it enough where I know what I'm going to say. So quit picking on me.
I am a preschool teacher.
You're still picking on me.
I'm a preschool teacher, only part-time. I work with 3-year-olds going on 4, and I really, really love it. It's perfect for me. It's perfect for my family. It provides a little bit of extra income. And it's just, it's fun. And I have some great stories from over the years. But I'm really fulfilling my dream, which was to be a wife and a mother. And that's what I love doing the most. I love supporting my Jerry. I love supporting my children. And I like doing laundry. And I like being silly. I love to read. Oh, I have the hiccups.
You have the cutest hiccups.
We might have to stop now.
Okay. Shall I do my unscripted outro now?
Sure.
Okay. All right. now, this is where we would normally now transition to our family time Q&A shout out. There were a couple of questions I wanted to respond to. One of them was from a friend of ours, and he had asked, how do we handle financial hardships as a family when options are limited? Now, we felt that was actually a really long question. You know, the answer to that would have been a really long one. So instead of talking about it, what we had done was we typed up a response on my blog. So you can actually find that on my blog at therealjerrydugan.blogspot.com. And the title of the post is Handling Financial Hardships as a Family When Options Are Limited. And what I'll do is I'll post that link into the post where this podcast is located. I'm excited to share with you all that Olivia and I were asked to talk with a local Mothers of Preschoolers group here in Corpus Christi at Asbury Methodist Church on February 10th. They asked us to share our story and some lessons about what it takes to have a healthy marriage. Now, if you asked me 12 years ago that I would one day be speaking in front of a group of about 30 to 40 people about healthy marriages, I would have totally laughed at you because I didn't know what it would take going in to have a healthy marriage. And I'm still learning now. I think I'll always be a student of healthy marriages till the day I die. But I think I've learned more than most people know. And a big part of that is I have a wonderful woman by my side who encourages me to learn all I can. And she doesn't laugh at me too much, except right now. I was trying to make her laugh because she's holding her breath right now to get the hiccups to go away.
They went away.
They went away? Oh, so you weren't holding your breath that whole time?
No, that's a long time to be holding
breath. I know. I was impressed. We got that baby up to 5 minutes now. sorry. Kaz, if you're out there, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so February 10th, we're talking about healthy marriages in front of MOPS at Asbury Methodist Church. We're really excited. We sat down on Friday and hammered out our talking points, and we'll probably do another run-through. Or a run-through. We haven't done a run-through yet, but I'm excited, and hopefully this will be the first presentation I do in front of Olivia where I don't cry.
He's going to cry.
I'm going to try not to cry.
He's
going to
cry.
You're going to try to make me cry. I don't need to try.
You're just
going to
cry.
Got a feeling. That or somebody's going to say in the room, "Aw," and then that's it. I'll just lose it.
Hi, my name is Jerry.
Give me some credit. I might be able to say my last name too.
My name is Jerry Duke.
So what? I'm the emotional one. Okay. So February 10th is that. We'll definitely post about it after that event goes, just to tell you about it, how it went. And feel free to follow us on Twitter or follow me on Twitter at Jerry Dugan. Of course, we'd love it if you would subscribe to my blog at therealjerrydugan.blogspot.com and join us for episode 4, where we bring the Emma Paige Dugan back, who has been dying to get back onto the show since the first day. In fact, I think she's plotting to get the other two members of this family out of the show, but we're not going to let that happen. All right. Any last words before we hang up?
See what happens when you don't have a script?
I know. Mess up. I think I'm on the phone.
No.
Well, I guess we are on the phone. Okay.
No last words.
No last words. Well, that's good because we have lots of words, many, many episodes to come.
Yep.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too.
All right. And we love you guys too who are listening in, but I don't love you as much as I love this woman. So I'm going to hang up now. Hang up. Gosh, you know, you record on a phone and you think you're actually talking to somebody.
That's on the other end. Bring the script back.
Yeah. See, I told you I need a script. Well, the whole point of the show is unscripted, so I guess we can't bring a script back. But anyway, I've just droned on there, but join us for episode 4 when it's father-daughter time, and be sure to leave a comment. Let us know what you thought. Post questions. What would you like to see us tackle in the episodes to come? And we'll give you a family time Q&A shout-out. Thank you much.